On Monday, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was convicted on 24 of 30 charges, including racketeering and extortion. Contractor Bobby Ferguson's and Bernard Kilpatrick's verdicts were also announced. MLive's Gus Burns has been covering the trial and joins us by phone from Detroit. Hi, Gus.
Hey, good morning.
Can you talk to us about the responses these verdicts have triggered among Detroiters? What kinds of things are you hearing people say most often?
They're saying that this may help restore some credibility to government. It may put some fear into corrupt politicians' minds and help maybe down the road to avoid some more of this happening. I think a lot of people are displeased that it's behind the city. It's been hovering above the city ever since Kilpatrick came into office. There's been scandals surrounding him, so this kind of closes the chapter on that.
Did you get the impression that Detroiters anticipated so many guilty verdicts on Kwame's part?
I didn't. It was really hard to read. I mean, there were so many charges, and so many of them weren't as serious. I mean, there was a lot of smaller charges like mail fraud and things. It was really difficult, I thought, to tell which way the jury would go, considering that, you know, one lone juror dissenting could have caused an acquittal.
Yeah.
So I think it was surprising that, you know, at least a lot of the reporters that were following it, that there were as many guilty verdicts as there were.
The story dragged on a long time, as you said, for a number of years. Did some number of people tune it out, or did you get the impression that most Detroiters continued to follow it pretty closely?
I'd say it was tuned out quite a bit. I mean, I remember when the federal case first started, I walked around and talked to people around the courthouse, and a lot of them didn't really seem to know what was going on, to know that he was back in court again. They knew he'd been to jail twice before related to the state charges, but weren't real familiar with what he was charged with in federal court and things like that. So, I mean, I think as the case went on, people couldn't help but catch up with it if they watched the news at all.
Yeah.
So I don't think people were following it that closely until towards the end.
I'm especially curious if these verdicts are likely to have any impact on this emergency manager discussion. What's your take on that?
You mean in the sense of what exactly? I mean, as far
well,
as whether
are they related at all? Is Detroit, since I guess the first narrative that comes to my mind is, since Kwame has been found guilty of so much wrongdoing, does that make, in some Detroiters' minds, does that make the city better suited for an emergency manager than if he had gotten off?
I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people perceive that this isn't the only corruption that exists in government, that just the charges that came forward from the federal government in this case. So I think the idea that an outsider could step in and maybe help clean up more does make the city better suited for an emergency manager. But I also think that things the administration has brought in a much cleaner seeming government than existed before.
You've got Detroit's at such an interesting crossroads right now. You've got Kwame off to jail. You've got a new emergency manager likely quite soon. And you've got a mayoral and city council election on the horizon. This adds up to quite a house cleaning, really, in a way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, I was wondering, I mean, if the emergency manager would affect people running for mayor. I haven't heard anyone dropping out because of that yet. But, yeah, I mean, I heard on the news the other day there was 160 applications for city council picked up so far. So.
Wow. Wow. What kind of mayoral race do you anticipate?
I haven't really been following it all that closely other than who's running. I think it's going to be pretty heated. I mean, I think it always is in Detroit. A lot of people that are from the city are passionate about it, and they want to get into government. And a lot of them are already part of government, so It can get pretty political.
Mike Duggan could become Detroit's first white mayor in decades. That would be quite a change, too. Are you out of a job now? What are you going to cover now that the Kwame chapter is over?
Well, I mean, that was just a portion of what I was following. I mean, I didn't follow it every day. I was there probably a little less than half the actual days of testimony.
Very good. Hey, Gus, we appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Bye.
By the way, we were talking with MLive's Gus Burns from Detroit, who's been covering the Kwame Kilpatrick verdicts.